It goes without saying that Premier League TV rights are incredibly expensive and there's only a few people who can afford them. But of course, we all
watch... Give me some context here. I mean, what do these tend to go for?
Well, in 1992, when the Premier League first set up, I think the initial package of TV rights went to Sky for about £304 million. We now measure these very much in billions. In fact, if you broke it down into individual games, you're looking at about £11-12 million per game, which is a lot when it's Huddersfield Bournemouth. But you have a massive audience that seems to grow all the time, regardless of, you know, the international success or otherwise of the English national team. But the way that we watch football is quite different now. About 10 years ago, there was a huge uproar that an England fixture was screened only online and in some cinemas as well, as far as I recall, but it wasn't on television. And everyone was saying, God, this is ridiculous, I can't watch football on my laptop. But actually, quite a lot of us do now, so business models are going to change a little.